Proclamation number 6600 dated the July 20th, 1956. The crucifixion started a period of salvation. My crucifixion concluded a period of redemption in a spiritual sense. A hitherto hopeless state had come to an end, for until my crucifixion entering the kingdom of light had been impossible and even with the best of will people only attained a degree of purification. Yet eternities would not have sufficed in order to completely remove the sin of the past rebellion against me. Thus, the weight of this guilt of sin forced them to stay under my adversary's control, so that the tormented souls in realizing their adversity cried for a savior. However, from the moment I gave up my life for humanity's immense sin, my adversary's power was broken, and thus a new time began. The first entirely redeemed souls were able to leave their place of abode and enter through the gates to bliss, which I had opened. This possibility remains as time and again souls will be able to release themselves from his power, time and again souls will liberate themselves from all shackles. The period of salvation therefore began when I gave up my life, although the development through the creations and life on earth have been necessary for complete salvation and were only ever brought about to create the prerequisites which would then result in the complete return. And therefore one can indeed speak of a new time since the accomplishment of my act of salvation, for only from then onwards was it possible to grant the souls the eternal happiness in which they were once permitted to live in light and strength. Nevertheless, people are not aware of the fact that they are able to attain the most beautiful state, precisely because I myself died on the cross for them in order to build a bridge from the realm of darkness into the kingdom of light. They are not aware of the fact that they voluntarily hand themselves over to my adversary's control again if they don't acknowledge my act of salvation, that they cannot expect any other fate than that which was granted to the souls of people before my crucifixion, bondage and darkness, weakness and torments, which are the share of the unredeemed over which my adversary still has power. The Savior came from above and was only recognized by a few. But the act of salvation has been accomplished, the gate into the kingdom of light was opened, and for this reason a new period of salvation began with my crucifixion, even though earth as such did not show any particular manifestations. For it was only possible to change the hopeless state at the time through the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ and the act of salvation, through a conscious inclination towards him, through the acceptance of the sacrifice of love and thereby the redemption of the guilt of sin. And once again people were granted a period of time during which, with good will, they were able to achieve complete redemption. But this time has now expired, the incredible grace people were granted is not and will no longer be utilized. People remain bound to the adversary's world because they make no attempt to release themselves and because their own free will must strive for this liberation. And thus a limit has to be set again. A new period needs to start, where the act of salvation is highly valued again, where redemption can take place on a large scale, because the effect of the act of salvation remains unchanged if only the will of people allows for this effect. However, those who are unwilling must once again feel the shackle of their captivity severely, so that even in these beings the desire for freedom, for blissful happiness awakens one day. And my adversary must be deprived of this power over these beings which he keeps in such darkness that they can't see the light of the cross either. And again, a new period will begin, for higher development of the spirits continues to progress constantly, and new souls will keep coming into this world, which are granted the opportunity to allow themselves to be liberated by Jesus Christ. Time and again I pour the blessings of my act of salvation upon these souls, and time and again such souls will also return to me as my children. For the act of salvation has been accomplished for all once fallen spirits, and it did and will take effect on all people, past, present and future, until the day redemption has been completely achieved. Amen.